Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The tickets are on sale, and I am... I'm in the middle of trying to get these, and they're just not... Oh my God.
What do you mean they're just not?
I don't know if you can. It says I've already got an account.
707 says, woot, got my Winterland tickets.
All right.
So there was a little countdown, and it was basically saying... It went to zero, and I clicked it the second it went to zero, and there were 2,000 people ahead of me in the queue line already.
Oh my God.
And then I finally get there. I just, like, 30 seconds before the Kesha song ended just now, I'm on there, and it's just telling me, nope, someone already got those seats. Nope, someone already got those. Nope. Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
Well, that's too bad.
We'll find out. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll just go cry to Michael and... Maybe he'll let me have some tickets.
Uh-huh.
But listen, they're going fast. And, you know, provided you don't have to get on the air 10 seconds later, I'm sure be able to snag yourself some tickets if you're on the stick. This is for Alice in Winterland 2019. It's Thursday, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and more to be announced. Mm. TBA, they're on the bill. Tickets are on sale now. So head to livenation.com. On sale now.
Hurry
so
up.
Exciting. Yeah, you better. I just found out. You got to hurry.
Do you know your password?
Maybe. Let me try it. Hold on.
yet another thing we need a password
right
for.
Doesn't know.
So annoying.
Let me try one more. Let me see if I can figure it out. Hold on. Because if you can, then you can. No, it's not me. Okay, forget it. Never mind. I'm not going to get my tickets. Anywho. They're on now. Try and get them. Less than an hour from now, you have your first chance to not only win tickets for Alice in Winterland, but to come to our pre-party, which is the Bud Light Platinum pre-party area with Sarah and Vinny. We do this every year. It's really fun. It's just easy. You're up on the balcony kind of overlooking the main lobby, which is so fun to see people coming in, and they're all excited, and everyone's ready for Christmas. And it's a great night. I'm going to start with Kesha.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've got a little...
How's she doing?
Well, she's got a new record coming out in January called High Road. And she's going to launch something called Kesha Rose Beauty on December 3rd, just a couple days before her appearance at Alice in Winterland.
All right.
It starts with just a couple products so far. What's a FTW eyeshadow palette?
Okay, FTW stands for something.
F the world.
For the win.
I know the flowers.
It's for the win?
No.
Now you mean FTD.
Right. Isn't that FTD the flowers?
It's $36 for this FTW eyeshadow palette.
Oh, sorry. FTW.
Right.
Sorry.
I told you guys this story. My ex-girlfriend's brother got this tattoo and it was on his neck.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend at the time goes, oh, my God, my mom's so bummed. My brother just got a neck tattoo. And I go, he did? What'd he get? Because I'm into tattoos. So I was like, cool.
Yeah, sure.
And she goes, it's so weird. He got the initials of a friend of his that passed away. And I go, a dude? And he goes, yeah. Or she goes, yeah. And I go, FTW.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh my God, you guys are so dumb. That doesn't mean that. So I told her thinking, well, keep it to yourself. Don't bust the guy's gig up. But FTW stands for bleep the world.
Oh.
Not Frank. Rest in peace.
Frank could Thomas it be Wright. For the win?
That's what I was saying.
It could be.
And sure, it could. You could say that that's what it was, but that wouldn't be what
that
it is.
Maybe to the younger set, it means for the win. I don't know, but I know when
they
I
don't
was
know the F word
coming
yet.
Up, it was bleep the world.
Or free the whales.
Oh, free the whales.
I like that
oh,
one.
Sure.
That's
okay. Free Willy.
Well, maybe Kesha's going for the win makeup.
Right. She's got 12 shades in this little palette that she did. And then she's got a dual-ended liquid eyeliner called Whatever Wherever Wands and a lipstick and lip gloss duo for $26. And that's shades like Raising Hell Red and That Bitch. There's a collector's box, too, with the full collection in it. So if you want all the Kesha colors, you can certainly get that. She goes on to talk about it. I mean, you know.
Well, listen, it's makeup.
How much
it's
can you say about makeup?
Well,
sure, makeup
I'm sure Kesha
Kesha
could talk about it all day.
Sure, she could.
You
want to
look pretty, you're going to wear Kesha makeup.
I should order it and then be like, oh my God, Kesha, so nice to meet you. I don't know if you noticed, but I have your celestial shades on from your F the World collection.
So it's going to change the way you talk, too?
This is how I talk, Vinny, when I'm out in the world. Be like, Kesha, oh my God, TikTok.
Oh,
on the clock. This is awesome. This is a Bay Area teacher going viral.
Oh. All right. Oh, yeah. What did you do? Wait, is it all right?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay.
It's
what did
solid.
You do?
Well, what she did is she's a second grade teacher.
Mrs. Krabappel?
It's not Mrs. Krabappel. Her name is Dorothy Malari.
Mrs. Malari.
Mrs. Malari.
How you doing?
She teaches second grade at Los Medanos Elementary School, and she changed some of the lyrics to Lizzo's Truth Hurts to create a new uplifting song for her students. And so far, according to this, it's over 130,000 views. What have you got over there?
Oh, I must have a different, source, but this one doesn't have nearly as many views.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, but it's the same video. Here it is. It's on YouTube.
All right, so here's...
Is that her on the desk?
Yes, she is dancing on the desk.
On the desk.
That's Mrs. Malari.
I only got one headphone.
Too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only in one side. Here. Where do you want it to go? In mono?
Yeah, right there.
There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Dang. She's like jumping from desk to desk in those heels.
Yeah, she is...
She's done this
showing
before,
off her
guys.
Dance moves. I guess she has done this before. I guess she does she'll do a song or so every year.
Like current songs?
I guess so.
Oh, that's neat. The kids are really into it.
She says, year after year, Malari comes up with a creative song for her students to sing, and this one reflects flexible seating in classroom culture. Some of the changed lyrics include, in this class, you'll never catch us fighting. Time's up, we need to start our writing. Smart spots make learning more exciting. Which is very cute.
Good for her.
She's dancing around. They're all singing. And so you're saying there's really more like 4,000 views? So it's all the parents watching it over and over?
Well, no, I think this is a news site that probably reposted it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's just a different source.
Anyway, congratulations to a local Bay Area teacher going viral-ish. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Malari.
She's going for it.
She is. She's a cute teacher, too.
Yeah, she is.
She looks like a fun teacher to have in second
grade.
Well,
all the other teachers are just standing there on the ground going, why you got to make us look bad?
Yeah. Why you got to be up there dancing on the actual kid desks? Sure. There we go. So on Tuesday night, they did a live version of The Little Mermaid on television.
My kid is watching it. The missus also said, do you know what they did, how they did it?
I don't. I haven't seen it. So we're going to listen to a little bit of it right now.
From what I'm told, the cartoon or whatever, the animated movie is showing as it would. But then when the song would start, they'd switch to the stage show.
Where there's like a dance
and that's where
happening.
It's acted out and sung live. And then when it goes
back
out
to
of
the
song,
movie.
It goes back to the movie.
So the one one thing I definitely wanted to see was Chef Louis, who is the John Stamos plays him. And so he's dressed up as Chef Louis. And it looks like he's surrounded by a bunch of sous chefs all in white with their, poofy hats. There's a name for that, like a toque or something. So that's very cute. And they clearly have quite a large stage show going. He's acting the whole thing out, and he's, oh boy.
That's John Stamos?
Yes.
Yeah. It's Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
The crab is enormous, by the way. I mean, in the movie, it's just a tiny little thing, Sebastian the crab.
Right, Sebastian. And if you want to see Sebastian, Shaggy plays that role.
Yeah, I was going to say that's it's interesting because that's a little kid in that costume, but I thought Shaggy did some of the performance.
He does in this one for, you know, Under the Sea, right?
Wow, looks cool.
It does.
You really got to see this in order for it to make any sense. But
lots very of cute. Beautiful colors.
They did a great job.
They sure did. Do you want to hear a little bit of the Little Mermaid herself?
Sure.
Were you able to find one isolated of her?
I sure did.
Right, now, this is the girl that did the voice of Moana.
Right.
Who's performing this.
That's cute. It's so pretty.
It really is.
And the set is just beautifully elaborate. Oh,
hey,
right, you can see it right in there.
Does Isla have one of those little tails, Vin? The mermaid tails?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Many of the little tails,
people
yes.
People are texting in that their little, they had a fun time watching it while their little mermaids were wearing their tails.
Oh, mm-hmm. Flopping around on the ground. That's so cute.
That is a thing. And you know where that became a thing?
Where?
I believe it's a YouTube thing.
Oh.
Like, she saw little kids swimming and wearing them, and then
does she have a swimmer tail?
She has two swimmer
like
tails.
Like a plastic-y kind of thing? Oh, that's
fins,
neat.
It's not. Actually, like, at the Bay Club, you cannot have those in the water.
Oh.
They're dangerous. Right? Like, I don't want her in them at all.
Yeah.
So I was sort of...
She can't kick her legs. She can't scissor her legs.
Right.
In it.
Yeah.
So there's a reality
in
to that. In the living room, they're fine.
Sure. Flop all around all you want. Better hope I don't get my cleaver, Le Poisson.
And I also have Ursula, if you want to see.
Oh, is this
unfortunate
Queen,
souls.
Queen Latifah?
Yes.
All right, sure. We'll see a little bit of that. What the hell? Oh, she is all dressed up. Oh, wow. What an amazing costume. So she's in just a purple sort of halter top dress, but then out the bottom of the skirt are all these tentacles, which are all on wires and being controlled around it. That is so cool.
So what is... I really don't know the story. What is she playing?
She's a villain.
She's the villain, and she trades...
Is it an octopus?
What is she? Yeah, she's an octopus.
Okay.
So she grants Ariel her wish, which is to have legs.
Spoiler alert!
I forget when this is from.
But she trades her soul.
Alert.
She's got all these poor, unfortunate souls.
And she loses her beautiful voice.
Well, there it goes. The whole movie's ruined.
Now I know. Now I don't have to watch it.
Yeah. That's why she says, sing, sing.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't ruin this movie. It's great. So good. I'll watch it again.
Oh, it's so good.
That's great.
That looks...
People are saying that Queen Latifah is spot on.
Great. That's so neat.
510 says, the puppet company that made the puppets for The Little Mermaid Live is Swazzle, founded by the Johnson Brothers in San Leandro.
Well, that is an amazing job that you did. Those look just beautiful.
Hey, here's the part. You need to hear this part right here.
Now she's got her voice, that evil old bitch. she's horrid.
Can you tell me the end? Does she get her voice back?
What do you
we
think?
Shouldn't
it's
say
a
that.
Disney movie.
We're not going to tell you the end of that.
You'll cry your eyes out at the end of that movie.
Oh, a Disney movie. So of course. Prince Charming's going to save her? Prince Charming of the Sea?
No.
Stop it. You're ruining it.
One of those bad messages where she catches sight of this guy one time and then she's in love and trades her whole life away for it. Hey, everyone. There's a new song from George Michael.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make a movie, or it's coming out. It's, let's see.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, dear?
Do you like George Michael?
I do like George Michael.
I do, too.
Yeah. Very, very,
too.
Very much. He's an amazing
singer. I actually
have
a couple
singer.
Of his records and do listen to them.
Yeah. He's great. There's a movie coming out called Last Christmas, which is also the title of one of his biggest hits. The film comes out on Friday, but they put out a video for this. It's a never-before-heard track that he recorded. Let's see. The name of it is This Is How We Want You to Get High. That's the name of this new song from Michael, from George Michael. It was co-written by George Michael and someone named James Jackman, who he frequently collaborated with throughout his career. And it's the first song from Michael to be released in 7 years, and the only song to be released from him since his death, 3 years ago. This is not the only song. Let's see. This Last Christmas, that's not the only song from Wham to be included. Everything She Wants, Wake Me Before You Go-Go are also in the movie. It opens in theaters tomorrow, it looks like.
So this is biographical?
No, this is a... Well, I am not positive what this is. Let's see. Just really talking about the music here. They're saying Last Christmas, some kind of Christmas movie that's opening in theaters. It's a British movie. Oh, well, maybe it isn't. You know what? It's a movie called Last Christmas that's going to be in theaters tomorrow. Hey, is Hooman coming in today to do a movie review?
He's not. He's out of town.
Oh, that's right. He's with his young friend in New York City. Anyway, let's see. Amelia. Yeah, it's Amelia Clarke. That's Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh, okay. I've seen. And the dude who was on Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, Henry Golding is his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I love
right.
that guy.
So they're apparently the stars of it.
Okay. Now it sounds familiar.
All right.
So she's who's playing George Michael?
Nobody. Oh. Sounds like George Michael's just singing a little George Michael in there.
Oh.
Last Christmas.
All right.
What's coming up, Vin?
Dragon Girl.
Oh, Dragon Girl. I'm excited.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's an Alice 97.3 flashback to the early days of Alice Radio.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's good. People are saying Love and Eve 6. Great job playing older hits. Yes, Eve 6. What about Sublime? Someone says, I love the 830 songs. Someone says, Jane should name this spot the hashtag Alice Classics, hashtag Alice Vault.
Oh, the Alice Vault. I like
that's
that.
Cute.
That is really
Why
cute.
Why doesn't she just call it Jane plus Sarah?
Yeah, how about the Jane plus Sarah, TLA?
Minus Vinny.
Yeah, why don't they? God.
Just a heart with our names in it and then Vinny's name off outside the heart. It's like nearby.
Man.
Yeah. What do you want to hear for the next one? Do you want to do that Sean Colvin? See if she'll do the Sean Colvin.
Sean Colvin, When Sunny Came Home?
Yeah.
That's sure. not my favorite.
Yeah, not
it's
really
fine.
Mine either, but it is kind of fun. You know, it's
I
about the memories, you know?
And Billy Mann. Those are the two I really want to hear.
Didn't we hear the Duncan Sheik already?
Did we?
I don't know.
That's Barely Breathing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm barely
Yeah,
breathing.
We definitely did that. We'll do that one
we
again.
We did the whole one? The yeah. whole thing? Jane put it on?
I think so.
Did we do Bitch by Meredith Brooks?
Oh, let's do Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
Okay,
Bitch
Jane,
by Meredith
can we
Brooks.
Bitch?
Bitch by Meredith Brooks. Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
All right, well.
Yeah, let's do that.
If you say if you want it, Jane will make it happen.
If you want Jane. It's up to you, though, Jane. If you like that one, we could do that one. Hey, you guys, listen. Alice in Winterland, it's on sale. It is more than halfway sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I just got my tickets. I figured out what my password was.
Tickets.
I know. I'm so excited. Whew, I'm going to see Kesha and Avril Lavigne, you
I'm
guys.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So get your tickets while they last. We're already more than halfway there, so you better... Get on the stick. Go to livenation.com. The minute you get to work, clickety-clackety-click, figure it out, get your tickets. And we'll meet you there at the Masonic on December 5th.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at fremontbank.com. The Raiders play tonight at home versus the Chargers. So it's a cool matchup between rivals. So that's one reason to watch. They're also both in a place where they're kind of coming on. So it'll be a good competitive game, but it's also here in town.
Yeah, so plan accordingly.
Traffic's going to stink.
Yeah, maybe just do a half day and head home.
I wanted to read this quick
text.
Yeah,
because
your boss will let you do that.
Yeah, they're very accommodating.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah just had a little mini film review for Last Christmas. It was written by Emma Thompson and her now husband before George Michael had died.
Oh.
And they based the movie on his song, Last Christmas.
Okay.
So that's the deal.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away. Are the words. So, is Emma Thompson in it? I love her. And she's in my favorite movie of all time, Love Actually.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she star in a movie?
Can't think of one reason. Can't think of one.
It's an opportunity to
I bet you I'd love this movie.
Look real good and give yourself long speeches. Long ones.
Sure.
Long, long speeches.
Well, I do like a monologue.
Watch me emote.
Mm.
Or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I wanted to read that. Also, someone wrote in... I'm going to Winterland for the first time ever.
I'm going to Winterland. Oh.
Thank you, Alice.
Yay. Can't wait to see you there.
Tickets are on sale for Winterland right now.
Yep. And in 20 minutes, we'll have the first pair today of the ones that come with the Sarah and Vinny Bud Light Platinum pre-party.
And while that's a big win, that's not a guarantee.
No, it's not. You need to get these tickets and make sure you're going. It's such a good time. We have such a great time every time.
So fun.
And
so Sarah
festive.
Always buys a new Christmas costume.
No, I don't.
What?
You stop it.
You're not going to wear the suit?
I don't think I'm wearing that suit anyway. I don't know if I can fit my fat ass into it anymore.
Oh, get out of here.
I love that suit. It's so pretty.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what they say to me. Well, we love that suit. It's so pretty. And then they're behind my back snickering.
You wore it one time, and you have bought a new Christmas costume every year.
Have I?
Since,
yeah. What else did I get?
Well, didn't you wore the rocker outfit the one time.
Yeah. Didn't you wear that jacket, though, one time? Not the pants, but the jacket after that.
Oh, maybe I do. I
maybe
probably
a
could do
show
that.
Or something like that. Something.
Because that was a Christmassy show.
Yeah.
I feel like I have enough clothes now. I'll just wear something. From my closet.
All right.
Hey, I just saw Emma Thompson does have a role in that movie.
Oh,
oh
goody,
good for her.
Goody.
Yeah.
And Daenerys is in it.
So Dragon Girl makes the news.
Yeah,
this is so look. It seems like body modifications, they, you know, for the most part started with the ear gauging.
Sure.
Maybe piercing a nose or something, and then they've sort of gone, in my opinion.
Yeah, off the rails. They'll make you look like a pickle. They'll put little BBs underneath your skin so you just look all pickled.
So here's a 24-year-old woman who spent $37,000 modifying her body, and she's saying that one of them, when she tattooed her eyeballs blue, she went blind for 3 weeks.
Oh, well... You are sticking a needle in your eye.
They say
repeatedly.
That this is an excruciating and dangerous 40-minute procedure to transform her eyes. I have the picture here so see it.
Yeah, I want to see it in color.
Now, look.
Yeah, you have to see the color.
I admit, everybody gets to do what they want. Do what you want. And I've always tripped out. Even a guy, look, I love tattoos. I've got them all over me. But I am so tripped out by the process. You'd think that you'd have to charge... I would charge them to put the tattoos on me. It's your art that I'm going to carry around for all over the place. You should pay me.
Right.
But I pay them, and I pay handsomely for it.
You should not say that inside a tattoo parlor.
No, I understand. Yeah. Believe me, I've thought this through.
You're paying for a good artist as opposed to a crap artist.
Right. So I do get it.
You don't want prison tats.
No. Well, I got one of those, actually.
Yeah, you do.
You've seen it.
I have. You've tried to disguise it inside your other tattoos now.
Here are her eyes.
All right, let's have a look at this.
So this woman has a forked tongue.
So, okay, so she's trying to be, you're saying she's trying to be a dragon. Oh, boy.
There's the blue eyes.
Oh, she's very pretty. It's very surprising that she would do this.
So she's got quite a bit of tattoo work done.
She's very pretty.
She's got some surgeries. Sorry, I gotta find my headphones. They say here that Amber Luke.
Does she have a tail?
She's from Australia. No, but she got purposefully pointy boob job, which is interesting.
Oh.
I always liked that sort of.
Little banana.
The banana boob, the point. I always thought that was.
Sure.
Ideal.
Oh.
Like really cute. Mm. And rare.
Yeah.
A rare find.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend who had one round boob and one pointy boob.
Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, it was fun, you know? Just like, look at that.
And then what happened to them? They're pregnant still, or they're still
like
that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her boobs in probably 30 years.
Oh.
But, you know.
This was a young...
Yeah, just a friend of mine.
And she showed them to you and was like, look.
Yeah, we were getting changed for something. And I'm like, holy crap, your boobs couldn't be more different from each other. She goes, I know. I'm like, oh, boy. It was only later, I guess, that I came to appreciate, you know, she's got some unique ones.
So
one for everybody, you know.
This woman at 24
has
spent $37,000 transforming herself. 200 tattoos on her body. Her tongue is split. Her earlobes are stretched.
Do you have those pictures?
Oh, let's see.
The splitting tongue or the ears?
Here's her eyeball getting tattooed.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Here's some other pictures of her.
She also has cheek and lip fillers. Mm-hmm.
She, you know what? It's too bad because she's actually absolutely beautiful girl.
Yep.
Oh, you want to have you seen? Oh, there it is before.
Yeah.
Well, she's sort of regular looking there, but
so regular looking.
Yeah, she's done too much. That's a victim of
Dragon Girl went blind for 3 weeks getting her eyeballs tattooed. So if you want to really trip out, you can go look at the artwork being done on her eyes.
They're a very vivid blue. Does that wear off?
It has to. I believe it does.
Won't be blue forever?
No, I don't believe it does.
Like,
oh,
there's
four tongues.
Look at the tongue. Let me see the tongue. Let me see.
Ay-yi-yi.
Oh, God, that's horrible. It looks like she's got two tongues. Like, it doesn't even look like just an even split. It looks swollen. That is horrible. So she can't talk. She looks like an idiot. I don't know. 24 is looking just great on her, but I don't know what 30 is going to look like.
She says she,
God forbid, 50.
Is a idiot. Body piercer and apprentice tattooer.
Oh. All right. Well, she's figured it out
good
then.
Good luck to her. That seems like.
You got half tattoos to. Give tattoos.
You don't have to have them all, though.
No.
Oh, and she has an OnlyFans account, which is a subscription-based app where people can share anything from topless snaps to full-blown amateur porn.
Oh, wait. So I become her fan on there, and then I get to see all her news.
I suppose so.
And
it sounds like
pay.
You pay for it, yeah.
Oh. Ah!
So you're into that.
Well, maybe I want to do that.
What, have your own site where people can see all your stuff?
Why not?
She makes about $4,000 a month on that.
$4,000 a month?
Great, Ben. Sounds like a plan. Long term. It's great.
All right.
I'll just about cover your tattoos. Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Oh, some people make terrible choices. I give up on that girl. I give up on her.
Don't. She's fine.
I'm giving up on her.
She's going to be fine.
Nope.
Parent of a student at New Vista Middle School in Lancaster, California, was recently looking at the emergency phone numbers on the back of their student's ID badge and found that the suicide hotline number actually was a phone sex line.
Oh, they just misprinted it?
The school district hasn't commented on how that mix-up happened.
Is it just one or two digits off, or is it like a full-on... Someone thinks they're hilarious and there's a 900 number on there.
I don't know, but, you know, they sometimes employ kids in positions at schools.
Who are hilarious.
Who are hysterical.
Funny little pranksters they are.
We don't know how the parent realized it was a sex line, probably by calling it, I imagine.
Right.
I don't
know. They just knew that number.
Oh. Maybe. Hey! I see this number all the time on the phone bill.
Yeah, people in your life who you're always waiting on because they're always late.
Yeah, yep, I have some people like that.
And you get super really annoyed by them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the bright side to that story.
Oh, what is it?
At least they're happy. According to a study out of Harvard Medical School, people who are always running late tend to be happier and healthier than the rest of us.
Really?
They live longer, too. So apparently they die later than the rest of you as well.
Well,
researchers say it's because people who are always late tend to have an extra sense of calmness, and it adds years to their lives. I don't believe that at all.
I feel like that's counterintuitive. It seems like you'd be stressed out because you're late all the time.
I personally, my reaction to being late is not calmness. My reaction is, how have I let this happen again? And what am I going to do to get around this traffic? It's killing me. I want to drive the curbs.
You need a helicopter.
All the way to where I'm going. Stupid toll thing.
There is a service that KCBS was reporting a couple weeks ago that you can take a helicopter if you need to go to SFO.
Oh.
You can take a helicopter. Nice. Of course, you probably have to get the helicopter at another airport, right?
Yeah, so you got to go catch it somewhere else. It's like extra places to go.
From San Carlos.
Jesus. Can I get that from my roof?
Right.
Send out a sling! Holy crap.
Alice in Winterland is on sale now, everyone. Go to... Where do they go?
LiveNation.com.
Go to LiveNation.com and
it's
get your tickets for Alice in Winterland. It's a big show.
Yeah.
You're going to party with us.
Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and us.
And maybe another addition. Have you politicked for the Pop-Tarts to play or no?
Oh, for them to open the show? No, I haven't. I haven't politicked for anybody.
All right.
No. That is a nice new band, though.
I'd love to see Pat's new band sometime.
Right. They should go rock out.
Did I say 800-400-3697? That's our text number. Don't text and drive. Hey, Vin, how was that colonoscopy? It was fine.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Listen to the last 30. He goes and tells the whole story.
It's very... Look, it was a pain in the sense that I had to drop what I was doing and I had to take a day off from work and all that. But actually, there was no pain.
Yeah. Not even with the pre-stuff. You said you had no problem evacuating.
I do think, though, that not eating, I missed food. And I don't even like food and I missed food.
Well,
many of us haven't gone a day without food.
You need food. You need fuel.
Have you gone a day?
Sure.
A whole,
absolutely.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, because I was trying to fast.
Oh, what about you?
Not really, unless I'm sick.
Right.
I need food because, like you said, it's fuel. I get a little much.
Crabby.
It was trippy that morning, and especially later before the procedure was done. Yeah. I had a weakness about me. Mm. I don't think I could have gone.
You felt frail.
Well, just a less springy.
Robust.
Yeah.
Less bouncy.
Mm.
Anyway, it went fine.
A little more bitchy too, I'm betting.
I wasn't. Everybody there liked me. Mm. It was fine.
I'm more wondering about your family.
Wow. I missed the name of the surf shop Vinny said was going out of business. It's Wise Surfboards in Ocean Beach.
WISE?
Yeah. After 51 years, they're closing their doors. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Here are some people singing the praises of the Live Nation ticket buying process. They love it.
Oh.
They say it's easy, smooth and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I thought it was pretty easy. I was bummed, though, because I had to wait in the line at first, and then right when I got to the ticket window, I had to go on the air.
Oh, here's one about Wise. Sad to hear about Wise. We used to head there when I went to school in the Sunset District. Add another piece of my history gone.
It's sad that these little special things are going away, just little one-offs that will never be duplicated.
Right. And I thought of you when I was in Wise on Sunday after surfing Ocean Beach. So bummed they're closing. One of the guys told me they just can't compete with people buying surf gear online. Sad to lose an institution. You know, that's happening to music stores, too.
Yep.
There's a big, giant...
Yeah.
Anyway.
The music overlord stores. And the thing is, like, to me, a musical instrument is so personal. I would never buy an instrument without playing it first and spending time with it and playing it through multiple different amps. Like, if you're ordering, I mean, I suppose if you're just ordering strings or chords or things that don't really matter, you don't need to try out, you know, that's probably sort of the nuts and bolts of a business, like Bananas say, you know, someone comes in for a chord.
Where did you say?
Bananas at Large.
Shame.
Locations in Santa Rosa and Centerville. Good people over there.
I'll read more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.